The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The scribes who had come from Jerusalem said of Jesus, "He is possessed by Beelzebul, and by the prince of demons he drives out demons." Summoning them, he began to speak to them in parables. How can Satan drive out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand. That is the end of him. But no one enters a strong man's house to plunder his property unless he first ties up the strong man. Then he can plunder his house. Amen, I say to you, all sins and all blasphemies that people utter will be forgiven them. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an everlasting sin. For they had said, "He has an unclean spirit." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
With the liturgy, there is a three-year cycle. So every year we work our way through one of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, or Luke. And then we have John at particular times of the year, especially Advent and Lent. This year we are working our way through the Gospel of Mark. And what we would have heard on Saturday, if it wasn't the feast of the conversion of St. Paul, are the two lines that precede this. And Jesus' close family members, relatives, townspeople, they said of him, "He's gone mad." And what was the reason they said that of him? It was because of the multitude of the crowds, he wasn't eating as he ought to have been. So he's crazy. He's skipping meals, right? And if we don't learn the intention for that, is he fasting? Is he just out of charity focusing on the people? The scribes go farther. They say not just is he mad, but he's possessed. My brothers and sisters, that diminutive, that pejorative statement follows Christians all down through the ages. You do something more than go to Sunday Mass, people are going to be like, "Man, they're really extreme in their faith, right? They might be crazy, you know, they go to Mass every day." I was meeting with a family not too long ago for a funeral, and they're not members of this parish. And the woman who had passed was in her 80s, and she had 6 kids. And so I met with 3 of her children, and I tried to get a sense of who their mom was, how they were raised, were they a practicing Catholic family. They said they went to Sunday Mass growing up, and I said, "Did you have any devotions in your home?" They said, no, not really, you know, our mom's a faithful Catholic, but her mom was really out there. And I said, oh, really? And I didn't inquire, but I said, "Oh, really?" And one of the daughters says, "But she prayed the rosary every day." Can a person go too far in living their faith? Yes. If you are neglecting the responsibilities of your state in life, something needs to be changed. But that is actually rather rare. You know, going to daily Mass, praying the daily rosary, that's what we ought to be doing if we're able to. St. Paul said, "I have become a fool for Christ." I remember Blessed Mother Teresa saying, when she learned that people were spreading rumors about her, you know, she's out there. She said, "Lord, if you want my good reputation, I give you even that. I'm going to live my faith no matter what and fulfill all that you ask of me." May we seek to do the same regardless of what people might think of us. And the reality is God often uses that to stir people's hearts because they look at us and say, "Gosh, they seem normal in every other way. Right? What's this religion thing?" And it begins to prompt their conversion.